listening to the School Success Formula with me, Lucy Parsons. This is episode 24. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to get the most out of parents' evenings. Because parents' evenings are a fabulous opportunity for you to get more involved in your child's learning and find out how you, as a parent, can really make a difference to their achievement and outcomes at school. I've been on both sides of the desk at parents' evenings as a teacher, a student, and most recently as a parent. In this podcast episode, I'm going to explain how to get the most out of parents' evenings by breaking it down into three sections: before, during, and after. But before we dive into the content for today, I just want to give you a reminder that on the 16th of December, which is a Saturday, I'm going to be holding a revision workshop for students who have mocks in January when they get back after the Christmas holidays. And this revision workshop is based around helping your child to plan their revision. So we're going to be looking at techniques for how to prioritise their revision so that they don't feel quite so overwhelmed about how much there is to revise, and they can focus on revising the things that are going to make the biggest difference for them. And we're also going to be talking about how your child should be revising, so which revision techniques they should be using to make the most progress the most quickly in their revision. I will also talk about some things like how they can keep their revision momentum up over the long term once their mocks are over and as they're starting to build towards revision for their actual GCSE exams. So if you're interested in signing your child up for that workshop, it's only £15. It's happening online on the morning of Saturday, the 16th of December 2017. You can come to the show notes for this episode, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/24, and you'll find the link there, or you could just Google January revision workshop and livemoreextraordinary.com, and I'm sure you will find the right page. Okay, let's get on with the real content for today. So, how to get the most out of parents' evenings. I'm going to start with before a parent's evening. In order to get the most out of a parent's evening, I recommend preparing for it in advance. So a few days before the parent's evening is due to happen, set aside an hour or so to spend with your child to do the following. Firstly, look through their work with them. So get your child to show you what work they've been doing in class. This is so that you can familiarise yourself with the subject matter that they've been covering, as well as to discuss with your child what's been going well and where they think they need to improve. One of the most interesting and revealing things you can look at is the comments that your child's teachers are writing on their marked work. See what the teacher is pointing out as being good about your child's work, but also see whether they've suggested anything that your child needs to improve on, or indeed whether they've set any specific targets. This will give you a good idea about what will be raised in your meeting with each teacher. Secondly, I advise you to talk to your child. So the process of going through your child's work with them will be very informative. However, I think it's also a really good idea to shut the books and look them in the eyes to talk about how they feel they are doing at school. Ask questions such as these. What do you think you're doing well? What do you think your teachers will actually agree with you? What do you think you could improve on? Do you think that your teachers will agree with you on that as well? And what can I do to help? So what can you do to help as a parent? If your child is open and honest in this conversation, you hopefully won't get any nasty surprises in the conversations with their teachers. So the third thing I think you should do before a parent's evening is set goals and targets with your child. In episode 21 of this podcast, I interviewed Shola Alabi about how she has used goals to help to improve her children's academic performance as well as other areas of their lives. As a result of your conversation with your child, you could therefore come up with a list of goals or targets that you can support them with over the coming half term to help them to get closer to the grades that they'd like to achieve. Write these goals down and take them to the parents' evening to share with your child's teachers to see whether they would agree that these goals will be worthwhile or whether they'd like to tweak or change them in any way. So all this activity that you do before the parents' evening will really help you and your child to be kind of on the same, singing from the same hymn sheet when you get to parents' evening, and also hopefully make sure that there aren't any nasty surprises for you when you get to parents' evening. And the activity of thinking about goals in advance and just having that time with the teacher to tweak and improve those goals and to make sure they're focused on the right things will make sure that the short amount of time you have with every teacher is spent as productively as possible so that your child can get the most out of the coming weeks and months. Now, I should have said right at the beginning that I have created a free download for you to go with this episode. And in this free download, it's basically an outline for you to write down your thoughts and ideas from the before, during and after the parents' evening that I'm guiding you through in this episode. I think it'd be really useful for you to come to the show notes and download that and use it for every parents' evening that you go to in the future. So in order to get your copy of that, you just need to come to the show notes, which is at lifemoreextraordinary.com/24, and you'll find the sign up box on the page. And if you just pop your email address in there, then I will email you the framework that you can use for the conversations that you have before, during and after parents' evening. Okay, moving on to during a parents' evening. In your meeting with each teacher, I suggest that you ask three things, and they are what your child is doing particularly well in each subject, what they specifically need to focus on to improve over the next 6 to 8 weeks, and whether the teacher agrees with the goals and targets you and your child have set together for that subject. And you can write all these things down on the sheet that I have created for you. And you will probably notice that the questions that I've suggested that you ask the teachers are very similar to the questions that I suggested that you ask your child before the parents' evening. And that's because that's the key information that you're wanting to get. You want to understand what your child is doing well, but it's even more important for your child to understand what they're doing well, so they know what's good and what they don't need to fix, but they also need to know what they need to improve on so that they can focus on that area to improve and they can hopefully improve their marks over the next 6 to 8 weeks or the next term so that they can see a real material improvement in their grades. And when you've spoken to the teachers and particularly got that advice about what your child needs to focus on, write that down at the end of each little meeting with each teacher so that you can remember that really, really clearly when you get home and have a further discussion with your child. So let's move on to after a parents' evening. So take the time to talk over the parents' evening with your child. Make sure you praise them for the things that they are doing well, but also discuss how you can support them to improve on the things that will help them to get better at each subject. So what I'm talking about here is, for example, if your child's English teacher said they're doing really well with their essay writing, but they just don't know their quotations and they need to start learning them for their GCSE exam, and your child might push back and say, well, I just haven't got time with all the other homework and other revision for other subjects to learn those quotations. You said, well, instead of saying I can't do that, say how can we make that happen, and think about, you know, whether it's just 5 minutes at breakfast time every morning or whether it's 5 minutes before they get stuck into their homework when they come home from school in the evening. So just help them to brainstorm how they can remove the obstacles if things are getting in the way of things happening, or if there's like fundamental problems with their technique or their understanding, talk to your child about the kind of support that they would like to have in place to improve in that particular area. Okay, so then once you've had those conversations, finalise the goals that your child is going to work on over the next 6 to 8 weeks and write them down on the goal sheet that I've included with the Parents Evening download sheet. There are also a couple of blog posts that I would refer you to help with this, because I think goals should be broken down into kind of small daily or weekly tasks rather than letting them kind of be just like this one big thing you've got to achieve at the end of a period of time without any kind of a structure or scaffolding to help your child to build up to that. So when I was doing my teacher training, what they talked about an awful lot of the time was scaffolding. And what this basically means is that you're providing the framework for your child to climb up in order to reach their goals. So what smaller tasks do they need to achieve in order to reach the bigger goal that they're working towards? And I find that this usually breaks back down really nicely into habits. And I've got two blog posts which talk all about habits, and I've linked to them in the show notes. Also, if you have a copy of my book, chapter 6, it talks all about habits and how to implement them in your life so that you can achieve your goals. And just for your information, if you haven't heard of it before, my book is called The 10-Step Guide to Acing Every Exam You Ever Take. It's available on Amazon, and there's a link in the show notes for today's episode if you want to find that book directly. Okay, so those are the simple steps to work through for before, during and after a parents' evening. But what do you do if a big problem is identified at parents' evening? Now, this rarely happens, but very occasionally it will happen that a big problem comes to light as a result of your meeting with the parents. It depends very much on what the problem is as to how you should deal with it. However, I think for most things, the following steps would be best. Firstly, talk it over with your child and try not to let the conversation get too heated. So talk it over in a kind of sympathetic way where you're really trying to understand why the problem has occurred, what blocks or obstacles your child is experiencing with regards to this problem, and just kind of listen first of all and get their feedback and hear what they are actually saying. Then you might want to phone or email the school to make an appointment to speak to your child's tutor, head of year or head of house. So this is kind of where you go to the pastoral person who is in charge of your child's welfare at school, raise the issue with them and say, you know, what can we do next to sort this problem out for my child? And then have the meeting and take it from there based on what your child's teachers or tutor or head of year or head of house are actually saying. So yeah, it's difficult for me to give detailed advice about what to do, but I think if you make that first step of having a meeting, listening to your child, listening to the teachers and deciding on a course of action from there, I think that can be really, really productive. If, however, you've realised that your child actually needs some more detailed support, it's support with their understanding of a particular subject, please feel free to check out the podcast episode I did with Adam Muckle, who he's the president of the Tutors Association, and we talked about how to understand whether your child needs a private tutor or not. So if you think it's definitely an issue with understanding of a particular subject, then you might want to listen to that episode and start researching private tutoring. If you think it's more to do with their behaviour, their attitude, their mindset, how they revise, the study skills that they've got, how they manage their time, all that sort of thing, that's the stuff that I can help you with. So check out my Work With Me page to see how I can help with your child's study skills. And there are various different ways that I can help you. The cheapest and easiest to access is to get a copy of my book, The 10-Step Guide to Acing Every Exam You Ever Take. And that's available on Amazon. Or you could sign up to my study skills course for parents and students, which is called the Exam Success Formula. And it's currently open for enrollment, and the class will start on the 20th of January. But it's the kind of thing that you could be buying your child for Christmas. And I'm offering a special gift certificate if you sign up for the course before Christmas this year. So what I've found is on the first run through of the course, a lot of the parents had bought the book, but when they signed up for the course, they told me that they hadn't actually read it, and their children certainly hadn't. And actually they've found working with me through the course, having the videos emailed to them every week, having structured exercises to do, and having the live coaching calls where they can ask me questions and I can delve into their problems a little bit more deeply, has actually been the thing that have changed things for them. So I highly recommend you have a look at the Exam Success Formula and some of the testimonials and all that kind of thing from the people who have already done the course. And finally, if you don't think either of those options, the book or the course, are right for you, you can investigate my one-to-one coaching packages. At the time of recording, I am fully booked unless your child has opportunities during the school day to work with me. I'm fully booked in the evenings. So if you do want that option, you may have to join the waiting list. But, you know, just send me an email and talk to me about what the availability is at this point in time. And I'd love to hear from you. Okay, over to you now. So I'd love to know whether this podcast episode has helped you to get the most out of a parents' evening and whether you have any further questions. So I'd love to hear your comments. You can put your comments at the bottom of the show notes on my website, which you'll find at lifemoreextraordinary.com/24. Alternative, you might like to get in touch with me on social media. So my Facebook group is exclusively for parents of secondary school children or students following the UK education system, so studying GCSEs and A-levels abroad. And you can just search on Facebook to find that. It's called the Supportive Parents Successful Students Facebook group. Or you can find me on Twitter at Lucy C. Parsons. Increasingly, I'm more and more active on LinkedIn as well. So if you'd like to come and chat to me there, just search for me, Lucy Parsons, and I'd love to connect with you there. And the final option is good old-fashioned, I can't believe I'm saying this, but old-fashioned email. It does seem old-fashioned compared with some of the digital ways we can stay in touch with each other nowadays. But yeah, send me an email at lucy@lifemoreextraordinary.com. So all that remains for me to say is thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and goodbye.